95.7 The Hog, Riggs and Guy Brew Review. It's Friday Happy Hour. That's Josh and Amelia at SR Perot headquarters. They have been kind enough to drop off some tasty summer craft beers. We were all shiner in round one. What are we getting into in round two?
So now we got some Fat Point Brewing. You may not have heard of this because we just acquired it. What's kind of cool about this is back in 2017, they were actually having their two-year anniversary, and they were going to close down after the anniversary because they just weren't going to quite make it.
Okay.
And our friends Big Storm stepped in and saved them.
Oh.
Nice.
Really?
So they're a part of Big Storm. And like I said, we just acquired the rights. So you'll be seeing these guys out in the market, both in draft and package. They do 4-pack 16-ounce cans. So you'll see those, Total Wine, ABCs, and then they'll kind of spread out from there.
Okay.
And if you want to know where to find them, srprot.com/beerfinder.
All right. Now, I feel like I've had something from the Fat Point portfolio before, but not these two. So which one are we going with first?
Let's start with the Big Boca.
Okay.
So this is the Big Boca Ale.
All right.
Clocks in at 5.1%.
Boca okay. Means mouth, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Well, pour some of that in my boca, bro. Come on. Come on.
So they kind of label this one as a fishing beer.
I like the nose on it.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is definitely got a whole different hop profile. It is that's a different animal right there. I like it.
So they say the tasty notes on this is the spicy and citrusy flavor. So would you agree with that?
Yes.
All right. There's
definitely
get the citrus. Yeah.
Yeah.
This has a ton of flavor for an ale.
Yeah, that's good.
You just licked the can too. That
really
was why you did that. Probably inappropriate. And I like that they have a very regal looking font on their cans too.
Yes, they do.
You know, it makes me feel like I'm drinking a very fancy beer.
I do like their branding a lot. The Big Boca has kind of a, I don't know what type of boat you would call that, a little John boat, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Cape Hayes we're going to be trying out has a jellyfish on it.
Okay. Well, let's, Guy, grab that can, the Cape Hayes. Let's get
I don't want to touch the jellyfish.
You know, don't, it's not going to get you. Got ya. You fell for it, buddy.
Now I have to pee on my leg.
Uh-oh. Now, this is, this is like fine art on this can. I don't want to compromise the cans right. Hanging on my wall.
It looks like a canvas. Pretty cool.
I do. I like the artwork on it.
So do you know what Cape Hayes is?
No.
No.
Or where it is?
No. It's an actual place?
I had to Google it because I wasn't sure either.
Wait, I got to hold on. Wait, I was racing to get this answer up. Okay, I got an answer for that. It's Snoop Dogg's Summer Camp for Children. Camp Hayes! Yeah, boom! Write it up!
Well done. I like it.
That's not right, though, is it?
No.
All right. Well, tell us the real answer.
It says it's a peninsula. It's one of the last touristic untouched coastlines in Southwest Florida.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Now, this is a much lighter looking beer, but then, wow, there's a lot of flavor going on in this.
Yeah, this is a very interesting flavor, and I like it.
Can you tell me what fruits might be in here?
I mean, I'm feeling like grapefruit again, but maybe I'm out of my mind. Maybe
a little bit. But that's beside the point.
Yeah. Is there a blood orange or something in there?
Is there guava?
Close. It's pineapple and passion fruit. Guava is a good guess, though, because I do get that guava flavor.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the combination of the two.
Okay.
But yeah, pineapple and passion fruit. This is their fruited wheat ale. So you do definitely get, you can tell it's a wheat ale. 4.6%, so another easy drinker.
Wow.
It's really good. You get a tad bit of sweetness right up front. It kind of dissipates.
Yes.
And you get the fruit there, and that's really good. I enjoy that.
It's a very complex, unique beers right there.
I feel like I'm actually getting better at tasting fruits because of all this beer sampling we do. It's pretty cool.
So what you guys, you're no longer drinking beer, you're tasting beer.
Taste exactly. And isn't that the fun of beer?
It is. That's my favorite part.
That you can just drink it and you're good to go.
You
can also taste it.
Take the first one and just drink the rest.
I fear no beer, so I'll taste them all.
That's right. He'll taste them and drink them. Well, these are delightful. Now, how widely available are these Fat Points?
The Fat Points, like I said, they're just hitting the market. So Total Wines, ABCs, some local independents. You'll start seeing on draft over towards the more beachy areas, and then they'll slowly spread out from there.
Well, this is a great way to kick off another steamy, hot weekend, refreshing beers. And again, ones that aren't so heavy on the ABV. You can enjoy them for a long time over this hot weekend.
Agreed.
Definitely.
And a little bird Amelia told us that it's Josh's birthday today. So
what?
I think it's time. Here we go. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday. Josh's birthday. Hey. Happy birthday. Let's get Josh up here. Hey.
There you go, buddy. What do you think about that?
I think I'm going to finish all these six packs now.
Just to get that memory out of your head of us singing. Well, go to srparrot.com/beerfinder. Chase them down. Or, of course, to find retail outlets that Josh and Amelia mentioned to you. We're just going to tell you to make sure you stop by SR Parrot's social media right there. Stop by the Facebook page or Instagram and check out. And, of course, you can see some videos and audio of the brew review right there at 957thehog.com. We love you guys. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.